microphone. Hi, everyone. Ooh, the power of the microphone. Welcome. It's so good to see you all here. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Lexi. I have been the chair of BAFA for a few years. And the first thing I want to tell you all is that the lovely Sharon here next to me from Harrogate Festival this year agreed to step up and join me as co-chair. So BAFA is now, with the rest of our wonderful board, co-chaired, me and Sharon. And I'm going to hand over to Sharon to say some inspirational things, and then I will say some thank yous, and then we'll get on with it.
No pressure there for speech or stepping into Lexi's shoes there. First and foremost, a massive welcome to Manchester. How exciting to be here. It's really great to see a full room and so many smiley faces sat around. And I think really importantly, to celebrate being part of an amazing community. BAFA fulfills an incredibly important role. It keeps us going right throughout the year, but so does everybody here as part of it. The sector remains challenging, but festivals continue and are relatively resilient. And that is down to each and every individual in this room, and that is what is important and should be celebrated across the next 2 days. So thank you for all you do to keep your amazing festivals going and to represent festivals in your community. But now back to Lexi for the important stuff and saying thank you to so many important people.
So I'm going to keep them very brief because we'll do a whole other round of thank yous tomorrow as well. But the hugest of huge thank yous, obviously, to Fiona. Annalene, our administrator, who sadly is not with us today because she's not very well. And to Liv as well, who has you will all have met as you registered downstairs. They've been amazing in pulling this together. Thank you to Aviva Studios for hosting us, and especially Ryan, who you might have seen. Where's Ryan? Outside, pointing at things, and to Matt, who is running the sound for us. We also want to say a big thank you to Queen Mary University of London, who has been providing bursaries for the first time this year for lots of first-time attenders who are here with us, and we're really grateful for that support. Thank you. And of course, everyone you're going to hear from over the next 2 days, our speakers, our panellists, our lovely sponsors over there, do go and talk to them. They're very nice people, and one of them has chocolate. And we're just going to crack on.
Thanks, Lexi. And just to pass over to Faye, Matt is going to say a few words from Factory International. Thanks, everybody. Have a great couple of days.
Hey, Amanda. Sorry, just like no people in there. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Aviva Studios. My name's Fermata Conte, and I'm the Environmental Sustainability Manager here for Factory International. So let's get this. Factory International is the organisation. Aviva Studios is the building that we're in. And MIF, Manchester International Festival, is the biannual festival that we put on and also used to be the name of the organisation. I will be testing you on that tomorrow afternoon to see where you all get to. I appreciate it is quite confusing. Sorry, haven't got a huge amount of notes, but I just wanted to come and to say welcome from all of us here at Factory International. I saw John McGrath, who's our artistic director and CEO, just now down in the social, and he said, please, can you say welcome on my behalf? Something I just really, really proud of, actually, and just wanted to share with you. As you walk into our building and on the digital screens that are downstairs, there's just a thing that says, this building is for everyone. We hope you feel welcome here. And that's really something that's so important for us, that everybody feels welcome here. So please, that's welcome to you. I know we're going to be doing some building tours for people tomorrow lunchtime. I think there's three running simultaneously in different directions. So I would really encourage you, if you want to come and find out more about the building, to come along with those. I'll be leading one of them. Another one's our technical director and our technical coordinator. So you'll get to see some of the spaces that are around in there. I could rabbit on for ages, but I'm not going to. Welcome to our flexible space. It's lovely to see it being flexibly used this way. And for those of you who know Manchester and know the history of this, Aviva Studios is built on the site of the old Granada TV studios. And I just always like pointing this out. So if you look through the window over there, probably only the people on the closest table there to it, there's a little building with a pitched roof just after the warehouse, and that's the original exterior of the Rover's Return. So I'll leave that with you. And hand over to Fiona, who will actually welcome you to the fair.
Thanks, Fermata. And I'm not going to spoil the tour, because I think there's something special about the toilets, but someone will tell us that tomorrow, won't they? Is that right? leave that as a teaser for tomorrow. My name's Fiona Goh. You are so welcome. I'm the director of the British Arts Festivals Association. It's brilliant to have you all in this space. Thank you for joining us. And huge welcome in particular to those of you, for this is your first time to be at BAFA. We hope you enjoy it. I found it to be the most sustaining, wonderful group of people in my life, professionally and personally, so I hope you have the same experience. Health and safety. The way you came in, basically, is the way you would go out. There are no planned drills, so straight back out the way you came. If you are mobile enough to, it is quicker to get down the stairs, but the lifts, basically, obviously, you need to get the lifts on the way up. I think you've probably already been briefed on the way up that level 7 is out of bounds, but I think we'll be doing that properly on the tour tomorrow. The toilets, if you haven't already found them, if you need to find the loo, just go straight out the door. There's an accessible toilet, and then there's some more toilets just beyond. So in terms of the spaces, all of the conference sessions are taking place on this level. The boardroom next door, if you haven't already, feel free to pop your coat in there. We'll be using that for coffee. Lunches will be available to pick up in there too. You can also use that space for quiet working if you need to. Just bear in mind that these two spaces aren't already separated. So if it is possible for you to just keep your devices on silent and not take really loud calls next door, that would be fantastic. If you haven't already done so, please do say hello to our conference partners. We've got some sitting in the room who are all available for one-to-one conversations during the conference. So we're delighted as a conference to have the support of Artifacts, Factory International, Queen Mary University of London. Peter is somewhere. Oh, he's here. Future Ticketing, Graham Sykes Insurance, Team Details, and Ticketline. Yeah, yes. Looking for faces. We're trying to limit the amount of paper we're producing, so as ever, we've only printed out the delegate list in your bags. Thank you to Harrogate for supplying these wonderful bags, which I believe come with crime in them. I think there's a crime in every bag. If you don't like your crime, swap it for someone else's crime. Thank you. Thank you for Harrogate for these. So, yes, all the other information you need is available on the conference private webpage, which I think you should have had a link to already. And that contains things like this, which I've only printed out one of, which is the full information for attendees. That's got links to maps, accessibility, and biographies for all the speakers. And then it would also have a link to this, which is the lovely conference programme. I'm sorry, I don't have it on screen, but the if you need it, the Wi-Fi password is in this big fat information for delegates piece of paper. As Fematta said, if you haven't already signed up, and I believe they were asking you to sign in as you came in, if you're staying for tomorrow, there is a tour taking place between 1 and 2, which I think will be fascinating. It will take all of your lunchtime, so just bear that in mind, but the sandwiches will be available to grab and go from next door. And if you have any access needs, please tell us on that, because I think one tour will be set up for people who've got limited mobility. Please continue to have the conversation that we started to have in this room on social media. The hashtags we're using this year are hashtag BAFA23 and hashtag BAFAFestivalsUnite. We will be taking some photos throughout the conference, and those will be posted on socials and websites. So if you don't want to be photographed, please come and tell me. Similarly, we are audio recording, I believe. I'm looking at Matt. He's going to give me a nod. We're audio recording. So if there's anything that you say that you'd rather does not get recorded and put on our private website forever, again, we'll just record it, but please come and tell me and we will take it out in the edit. Finally, I do hope you're planning to stay with us for both days, but if you're only here for today, two things. There's an evaluation piece of paper downstairs, if you could please do it and hand it in. It is also available online. I've already put the link on the webpage. And please hand in your conference badge so we can reuse those again. Brilliant. I think that's all my housekeeping. So how are we doing? I'm on time, on time. So for those of you who were with us at conference last year, you'll be aware that we introduced these ideas of provocations. So those are both spoken and creative provocations into the programme as a way of kind of injecting both a bit of fresh energy and ideas into the sessions.